Hello, welcome to Managing Marketing, a podcast series brought to you by the Progressive Arkansas Women's Political Action Committee. We are dedicated to electing progressive women to office in Arkansas. The purpose of this series is to offer information and tips about marketing that will help push your campaign forward and promote you. Most of the women who we are supporting in their election bids have never run for office before. We hope that this series will serve as a tool to ease that learning curve. In this week's episode, we'll list and talk through the 7 social media platforms and discuss the best ones to focus our resources upon. We'll also address social media versus your website presence. So please join us for 10 minutes to learn how to promote you. Thank you. Hello, Progressive Arkansas Women. This is Holly Payne here with you today. We are excited to talk to Andy Pratt. She is a shopper marketing manager, has been for 15 years, and has worked with a number of Fortune 100 companies. She has convinced you to buy a bunch of stuff you did not even know you needed. Thank you for joining us today, Andy.
Thanks for having me.
We are happy to get some of your expertise for our purposes here. Our subject today is social media. And what we want to do is get a basic lay of the land view of the opportunities available to us and the best way to use them. Let's start with the 7 platforms that you've identified that we need to know about. And then we'll go into each one a little more in depth afterwards and talk about specifics on how and when and maybe when not to use these platforms. So please tell us all about
them. Sure. So we all are used to these platforms, things like Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, and then Snapchat are kind of the big 7. Google's a little bit of a separate entity in its own, just based on kind of different things you use Google for. But all of these have kind of unique platforms that they attract or unique folks who engage with each of these pieces of social media. So it's important to know the difference between those, and therefore you can kind of use your money and your resources best and be on the right platforms at the right time with your message.
Great. So let's just jump in and talk about how many people are on each of these platforms. What is our audience?
Sure. Yeah, so Facebook has about 1.3 billion users every month. Twitter's somewhere around 600 million. YouTube has over 1 billion now. Pinterest is in the 70 million range, but it's 70 million who are very, very engaged and primarily female who have obviously, as we all know, a huge portion of the purchase and buying power in America. LinkedIn has about 700 million users in a very corporate kind of facet. Snapchat, it varies and there's kind of mixed views on it, but it's about 500 million folks who are using Snapchat. And then Instagram's about 200 million users. So all of those have varying age demographics too. So for instance, Facebook's really great if you're targeting folks between the ages of 25 and 54, whereas Twitter and Instagram have a younger audience between 18 and 29. LinkedIn is an older, skewing, more professional type of audience. So depending on who you want to engage, you'll pick your platform based on that.
Great. So let's really focus right now on, and let's do them together because they are linked. And let's talk about Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, those are 2 of my favorites. And the reason I love Facebook is just broad reaching. It's easy to engage. The platform's very user-friendly. Most of us use it in our private lives. And so it's easy to translate that into a more public or a business kind of scenario or a campaign. And it's very easy to generate content because there's not an expectation that it's all going to be professional. There's an expectation that it kind of follows your life. For Facebook, like, here's a quick tip. The best times to post are between 1 and 4 p.m. during the week when folks are at work and bored out of their mind. So the best time actually is Wednesday at 3 o'clock to share content on Facebook. I'd stay away from the weekends after 8 p.m. because folks are engaging in other things in their life. So stick to those time frames if you're thinking about Facebook. When it comes to Instagram, though, it's a little bit of the opposite. Instagram is Facebook's pretty sister. And the expectation there is that you are going to have high quality, very visual content. And so make sure that as you're planning your resources or as you're planning your team, if you do want to have an Instagram presence, that you do build in the very beautiful photographs, the really pretty videos, and you're able to tell your story visually on Instagram.
Great. Thank you, Andy. So let's talk some more about things that let's talk about photos that we should post on Facebook or Instagram and things that perhaps we should not post.
Sure. Yeah, I think it's important to think about social media as part of your personal brand. As you know, when you're running your campaign, everything tells your story, both visually, words, everything communicates. And so in the social media space, I see some folks who leave that space up to someone on their team and they don't have their hand in it. But you probably wouldn't let someone print your yard sign without you seeing it and approving it. And I think the same should be true of your social media. Candidates should be very involved in that, because every single piece of content that's posted or that's placed on one of these social media sites tells something about who you are as a candidate. And so making sure that you have a really good understanding of your brand image and that every single piece lines up to your campaign strategy is super important. For instance, if you're at your child's softball game and you're posting photos of the softball game on your campaign page, it may not make sense if you don't connect that back to part of your campaign strategy. For instance, if you have a platform of making public facilities or public recreation more accessible to the masses or improving those, then use that time at the softball field to connect those two things to your campaign strategy. Otherwise, it just feels a little disconnected and should probably be posted on your private social media page.
Perfect. Good example. Thank you. So that gives us a little bit of information about Facebook and Instagram, about the people that we will see on all of those platforms. What about Twitter?
Oh, Twitter's fascinating. So Twitter is fantastic for several things. One, it's only 280 characters. It's not very visual. Typically, you just see text on Twitter, although that's starting to change a little bit. But it's great for breaking news. It's great for commentary. It's great for opinion. It's not great for engagement. Twitter is an impression-based tool. So you'll get tons of eyes, but maybe not that many click-throughs or that many true what we call engagements. And I think that leads to another conversation that we can have, of course, which is engagements versus impressions.
Let's have that conversation now. So why is an impression different from an engagement?
An impression, just to kind of in layman's terms, an impression means that I saw it. So in marketing, you buy ads, for instance, in the digital space based on impressions. And it's just a set of eyes saw it. Now, do they pay attention to it? Do they care? Was it applicable? None of that goes into kind of that quantifying piece. What an engagement means is that someone actually gave a damn, really. And so someone cared enough about it or was interested enough or actually decided to click on it and engage with a piece of content, which means that it probably stuck with them. It was a much more qualified, higher level of marketing tool than just someone saw it in space.
Great. Fantastic. So we mentioned earlier on about some other platforms, so that maybe not as important to us. So let's talk about why 4, 5, 6, and 7 may not be the major players for us as candidates. So Pinterest.
Pinterest is wonderful if you're planning a wedding. It's wonderful if you need to landscape your backyard. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of thinking and ideating to reach a pretty small audience. So I would deprioritize it just based on the amount of time, energy, and effort it's going to take to create the content that it needs.
Good information. So LinkedIn is another one we talked about.
Yeah, LinkedIn's an interesting one. There's tons of folks, but typically it's business-related articles. Folks are there to look for jobs, resumes, that kind of thing. So unless you have a jobs platform and a really strong jobs platform, I probably would shy away from LinkedIn. It's just not used in the manner of communicating political messaging or anything like that. So I just wouldn't invest the time or energy there either.
So the kids love some Snapchat. Let's talk about Snapchat.
Yeah, if you have a young demographic that you're looking to reach, you know, that first-time voter, it might be really interesting. The thing there, I think, is that it's a very engaging platform to manage. And so if you're gonna be on Snapchat and you plan to have content and a relevant message, you might want to consider that a full-time job. If you don't want Snapchat to be your full-time job, you might want to think about sticking with some of the other platforms that do allow for a little bit easier management.
I think that leads in well to our final one, and that is YouTube. Tell us about YouTube.
Man, I love YouTube, and I love YouTube for a lot of things, especially when I need to put together like DIY sofas and stuff out of pallets. But other than DIY or how-to videos, I don't think that our candidates will have that much use for YouTube, and here's why. YouTube is all video content driven. That video content is so expensive to create and takes a lot of time, a lot of resources, and frankly, just a lot of thinking to put together what your story wants to be, a lot of editing, that sort of things. That's going to be expensive to manage for one thing, but also someone else on your staff that's just charged with videography and then editing and all those things. So for the return on the impressions or returns on the engagements, I probably would shy away from that unless you are committed to having exceptionally high quality video content.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I'm always committed to high quality video content.
Well, then you must have tons of money because it's expensive to create.
Yeah. I'm super rich. I'd like to end this episode on just a talk about, just a quick one about social media versus a website. So when we talk about those two things, our presence on social media versus how great a website we have. Can you address that for us?
I can. So just think about it this way, is that if you are in the social media space, you are going to where people already are. You are going into their home or into their business and talking to them in their space. Versus if you're thinking about your website, it's more that you've invited all those people to your house. And that's kind of the best way to think about it. It's better to find them where they already are versus trying to drive traffic to a place that they're not used to going, not used to being, and a place they're not familiar with. So the best idea to get impressions and engagement is really to meet them in the space that they are already in, which in this case probably is most likely going to be Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
That's great. Andy, thank you for sharing your insights with us today. Remember, Facebook Wednesday afternoon.
3 o'clock.
Up those posts.
3 o'clock.
Pay a little extra for 3 o'clock. Thank you so much for your insight today, and we will talk more next time.
Thank you.
So thanks for joining us. In summary, today we talked about how Facebook and Instagram and Twitter are your best options for social media, and that while it's important to have a website, your social media presence is crucial to getting your brand out in the world. Again, thanks for joining us. Let's talk more next week about managing your marketing.